This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Finance ministers also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay taxes in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it provides momentum for a global deal to end a race to the bottom in corporate taxation.
It's led to a system in which corporate taxation plays a diminishing role in financing governments in the U.S. and around the world, and more of the burden has been falling on workers.
Countries, especially the U.S., have been grappling for years with how to deter companies from legally avoiding paying taxes by assigning profits to subsidiaries in tax havens. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from the worst militant attack in Burkina Faso in recent years has risen to 132, the government said Saturday, after armed assailants laid siege overnight to a village in the country's northeast. The attackers struck Friday overnight, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yagha province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. The government has declared a 72-hour period of national mourning, describing the attackers as terrorists, though no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. This is VOA.